Blog Talk Radio.
The search for freedom within existing paradigms and belief systems is an irreconcilable contradiction. True freedom can only be found by one who has the courage to leave the mindset of the tribe behind. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Belfast Patel World Radio. We are your hosts. I'm Denise, joined by my beautiful sister, Malou. Hello, Malou.
Hello, Denise.
So wonderful to be with you again this week. And I just read one of the Divinity Quest cards, which I'm very passionate about at the moment. And that one was number 35. This week, Malou and I felt to share with our listeners process about cutting cords and ties that bind. So we thought we'd have a little chat about that, and then we are going to play a meditation by Almin, who leads us through a process of actually clearing those cords and embracing freedom. And there's another little clip where Almin talks about ancestral lineages and aids, and how important it is for us to clear. So, where shall we start, Malou?
Well, for example, maybe you would like to talk about what cords really are. What do you mean by cords or ties that bind? Why do we call it that? Because we can't see them, and
they're usually
an energetic bond, right? But
yes. Mm-hmm. So Almin has said that cords are the result of worldviews and personal labels that we have not recapitulated. So we haven't got the insights or the lessons from. So it's one way we can create cords. With our own limitations, you know, out of neediness or social conditioning, are some of the ways that we can, I guess, have a cord to another, or have others have cords to us.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What would you say?
Well, I agree. There are many different kinds of ties or bonds, cords, I suppose, but especially those created by belief system and worldviews. I think they're pretty, I mean, they're difficult to see or to feel and to get rid of.
Yeah.
Whereas, you know, if you have a dysfunctional relationship with your mother or with your spouse, it's sort of more tangible. You know, okay, there's something going on here that I need to release it. I need to clear it, you know, but some of the other stuff is subconscious.
Yeah.
And it's more difficult to sort of, how do you say that? Just to understand it or to see it for what it is, what is actually going on. So I think it's sort of, it comes in levels.
Yeah.
So yeah, but so you can go through the same process of clearing them and use the same sigils, and it's like peeling layers off an onion, I feel, because you can always go deeper.
Yeah.
And also it's part of the DNA. Mm-hmm. That's how I understand it, and that's how I see it. It releases from the DNA as well when you when we release these cords.
We can have cords or ties that bind us to, you know, places too. Like we can be attached to our home or our job, or like it's not always just people. It could be our pets. But it's
entities also, right? Which is also, you know, like I'm a woman, I'm a politician, I'm a teacher, I'm a whatever, vegetarian or whatever label we have put on ourselves. That's also a cord that creates a cord as well.
Yeah. And so, you know, the thing with these cords that bind is they keep us stuck, maybe in an old pattern. Mm-hmm. Or they drain our energy.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And that one about draining energy, I think that kind of cord, a lot of people in New Age circles talk about that, right? About, you know, people putting their, like a suction straw, or what do you call it, you know?
Yep.
Some people have, you know, an ability to sort of plug that in other people's energy fields, and suck out the energy or the life force, or you can just leak your own life force if you're not fully present with yourself, or if you don't have firm boundaries, or if you're in a shock, get a shock or something, your life energy will leak. So this is not a cord as such, but it's just easier if your boundaries are not firm and if you're not fully present, it's easier for people to attach cords to you, and it's more difficult for you to see your own cords, I feel, towards other people or situations or places. And there's also about you know, contracts spiritually, binding contracts that we have made with ourselves, with a partner, with other people in this life, but also in previous lifetimes, that sort of keep us stuck or keep us holding us back.
Yeah, or keep us creating the same pattern in our lives, that, you know, the same kind of relationships over and over, or the same kind. Yeah. So
there's a sigil for that specifically. A sigil that releases the spiritual binding contracts.
Yeah. I love that one.
I do too.
And I think, is that one on the diary? On Amit's diary?
It is.
So anyone...
It's powerful.
It's very powerful, yeah. So the thing is, clearing these cords, for myself personally, I like to do this every day. I do it every morning, like in the shower. I cut and sever all cords and ties that bind from me to life and life to me, and I just see a little swoosh where I'm clear, right? Because I don't want to hold anybody in, you know.
No.
And I certainly don't want to be tied to anybody. But I think you made a very good point, Malou, when you said we're fully in the moment, then, you know, our life force is not being drained. It's harder for someone to cord us. But also too, do you find as a healer doing this, like your healing work, not so much with Belvaspita, I don't find, but in the past, have you found it, like you felt corded with clients or drained, or have you had that?
Not very often. Mm-hmm. I have tried it a few times where I felt drained, but not very much, in fact. But I can feel if people try to sort of take from me, or this is not a nice way to put it, but they do it subconsciously, of course. But I can feel when they, sort of try to drain my energy or put a cord in or something. I can feel that.
Yeah.
And then I have a sort of a habit that I guess that's what it is, not as a protection, but it's like a little, you know, tiny ceremonial ritual like you have in the shower.
Yeah.
I do that before I have a client and also after. So they don't, it's also for sort of to protect them, you know, as mm-hmm. to not have any cords to me or I have to them. So they're whole and they have a, I see them, you know, when they walk out the door, their fields are whole and there are no holes in them.
Yes.
And they're sort of embraced by their own field and there are not any cords in there. There are not any little holes that leak and, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah. In their unified field, you mean?
I haven't seen a unified field yet, to be honest. Not really in my...
Yeah.
In my client. But I've seen, you know, part of their aura.
Yes.
The different layers of it. And some of it I can see, some of it I can only perceive clairvoyantly.
Mm-hmm.
But some of it I can see, you know, physically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So have you worked with clients where you help them clear those cords?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's usually very pleasant for them.
Yes.
I find, and especially after we got that sigil for the binding contracts, because that is just so effective and they feel it right away. But before, I used to guide them through a meditation or a little, you know, inner work, mm-hmm. Envision
yes.
these cords, and then feel what they represent, what are they really about. Because sometimes it's addiction, sometimes it's anger. It can be many different things, or sadness, or pain, unreleased trauma, or whatever, unsaid things that are not being said.
Mm-hmm.
Also create a cord, and then sever that. Or no, first, I got them through, you know, understanding what it is and what is it that it is telling them. You know, is there a message? Because I find that, I mean, there's always a message or an insight or something.
Yes.
If you get that, it's a lot easier to cut it. Because if you just cut it, I mean, you can cut it with a knife or a pair of scissors or feather, in fact, or, you know, whatever. But it will come back if you haven't,
yeah,
understood what, you know, the reason behind it's even there.
Yeah, so. that's well said. Because you're right. Once the cord is cut, it doesn't mean it's not going to re-manifest itself. There's, as you said, there's another layer to it, or we haven't fully gotten like the whole process of clearing it. We haven't got all the insights. Then it can re-manifest, and also too. Malu, I find we can have cords to our deceased loved ones.
Yes, yes.
Which, you know, but it's not healthy, right?
That is not, no, it's not, not for them either. I mean, because it also keeps them, I've seen that a few times where people are so, you know, sad or frustrated or something because they used to work as a medium.
Yeah.
And I've had clients where people are so, you know, they're in pain or they hurt because they lost, you know, a loved one, which is understandable, of course.
Yes.
But some of it sort of keeps going, you know, and they keep how do you say it? They hold on to the person, and where it really was about releasing that person.
Yeah.
Not, I mean, letting them go because it keeps them stuck somehow. I. Yeah, that's how I perceive it, and that's how I see it. Is they can't move freely.
Yes, that's how I see it too. Yeah,
like
they're in they're kept in a bondage almost.
Yes.
Like, you know. But
we're not doing them any favor by, you know, by holding on to them and thinking about them all the time. And I mean, you know, there's a grieving process, of course, which is different, but
yes.
But dysfunctional, you know, holding on to, yeah, that's sort of, that's not a very good idea for any.
No.
Any of, no.
So, what would you say are some of the results of having these cords and not getting the insights, not clearing them?
Having the cords, oh,
yeah.
Well, it holds you back, first of all, and it can also manifest different kinds of pains in the body, illnesses, diseases, and that's my impression anyway, and that's how I see it. Because the body will get more dense, so the denser your body is, and the more you don't, what was that word you called it? Recapitulate.
Yeah, recapitulate.
Yes, which is a brilliant way of getting the insights, because we're not supposed to be stuck and just in pain. We're supposed to, you know, use them as stepping stones and getting the insights and move on and be in movement all the time and not in stagnation. And so you will attract more. How do you say it? Not negative stuff, but I can't even think of the words now. I'm sorry. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. Like your experiences can be more challenging. We can attract disease in the body, or as you said, pain. Like I know, for example, my family. All the girls, and there's 7 of us, have left knee issues.
Oh.
Yeah. But when I, you know, when I looked at it and go back, like, it is a generational issue.
Yeah, that's
so I've worked diligently to clear that. And, you know, most days I'm good, but every now and again it tweaks, and then I know there's something where I'm not being as fluid or flexible as maybe I should be. And also, too, you know, anyways, there was other things around that. But it's a good indicator if you notice the pain in your body, the language that it's telling you.
Yes. Because the body and your environment speaks to you all the time. It's just a matter of learning the language and interpreting the signs.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which we love to do.
Yeah.
So,
One thing I was thinking, which is a personal, you know, I've experienced that a lot. Maybe, you know, you recognize that too. But, you know, the feeling that, you know, before I met Amin and my light family,
yeah,
had this strong desire to go to the stars and or to, you know, go home and things like that. And I think a lot of people can, you know, relate to that.
Yeah.
Because I felt like I was in the world but not of the world. And this, I knew, or I had this intuitive knowing or feeling that there's something more to life and I'm supposed to do something. I'm here for something a lot bigger than just going to work and go home and have my children.
Yeah.
And when you have these cords and haven't looked at it, you know, it keeps you stuck there. It's very difficult to move out of that bubble or, you know, of that frustration.
Yeah.
So your life's purpose or your life's mission or your soul's purpose, you know, what are you really here for? You can. It's easier to step into that if you release the cords and if you heal those old karmic ties and things. So
yeah.
that has been a big one for me. To, you know, it's to come into that sense of freedom, of not being tied down, of being whole in myself,
yeah,
of living my heart's highest purpose. and yeah, things like that.
And you're right, I agree. It really is being home for yourself, right?
Yeah.
It is a sense of coming home to yourself where, you know, you love and honor and respect yourself enough not to create these etheric cords or like for yourself or for anyone else to have cords to you. You're not keeping anybody captive because
mm-hmm.
you're fully home and present for yourself and you're in the moment.
Yeah, that's
good. But I agree, I think many major light workers on the planet have felt that.
Yeah,
it's, you know, anywhere is better than here. And
yeah,
no, it's a big illusion.
It's a big illusion. Yeah,
Earth is where it's happening.
Yes, and Earth is home.
Yeah,
you know, okay, fine, I'm on Earth, fine, but I'm still going home, you know.
Yeah.
Until I realize that Earth is our home.
Earth is home. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think Almin has also talked about if you have, you know, the ability to access the Carillion photography, that you are able to see these cords and.
Oh yes, yes.
And ties. So I guess, you know, anybody who's done their aura pictures or, which. You know, I always say, it's just in that moment your aura is that color. It changes.
Yes, it does. Yeah.
It is. It's great. But, yeah, if you want to have a look and see etherically, it is a wonderful way you can experience that.
Mm.
So,
Denise, have you worked with the fragrant oils, the alchemical oils? On releasing the cords and the ties?
I love the oils. I've worked with the oils a lot. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, clearing the meridians,
mm-hmm.
for sure. You know, and releasing the negative emotions. I find, yeah, that clears cords and ties, even if it's, you know, self-imposed limitations and, you know, putting cords around, like, you know, your heart or, like, your own, you know, my own self-imposed limitations. I find the oils are amazing.
They are, yeah.
And, you know, they effortlessly clear and then you smell good.
So. Which is not bad.
No.
No.
What about you? Have you used the oils for that?
No, not as such. It's for the same as you have, you know, for clearing the meridians and for pain and for different things. But they work on so many levels.
Yes.
So I haven't worked with them in a certain process or ceremony for cutting off the ties, but I've done the, you know, when I work with the sigil to release the spiritually binding contracts, I always work with oils when I use that one.
Yeah.
And so that
anyone in particular or just whatever your guide?
Whichever, yes, I'm guided to, because it's different every time. And sometimes I'm really surprised, you know, I can have an idea, okay, this must be it, but then I'm guided to a completely different one. So it's like they have, you know, it's like they're conscious somehow.
Oh my god, totally.
Yeah. And so you can communicate with them and with the angelic presence that's behind them.
Yeah.
So yeah, they're wonderful.
And sorry, I was just going to say, I think that's what I love, and I'm passionate about Davas Fatah and working with the angels and the sigils, because it does not create any energy drains. There's no, you know, none of that feeling. It's complete wholeness, you know, for myself and for the person I'm working with.
Yeah.
and it's like rejuvenating, I would say. It's like
a rejuvenation
process during Belfast Fatah. I love that.
Yeah, me too. You know, I was just, thinking of something about manifestation.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to manifest something and you have these cords, you can also create cords to the thing or the event or the situation or whatever that you want to manifest.
Oh, yeah.
So that is a very good reason to not hold on to what it is that you want to manifest. I mean, just see it. And there are different processes,
yeah,
you know, ceremonies that you can work with, you know, for creating whatever you desire. But then again, we shouldn't hold on to that, because that creates also some kind of cord.
Yes.
And then you're out of the present, right?
Yeah, that's a good point, you know, because then we're trying to control it, right? And then
that
control, then we're creating almost a cord or a tie to mm-hmm. the result, which is, yeah, if we let go, it's probably going to be even more amazing than we could have imagined.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, but, you know, for wholeness, for health, clear, you know, eliminate disease in the body, in the auric field, the best way to start that is cut those cords.
Yeah.
Clear them. And, you know, I think too, most of Almeen's tools, like the yogas, the sacred breaths, they all really work together to do that, right? To help us, whether it's in this lifetime or another, they help us release them and clear them. So, and the sound elixirs, like I think all of those are designed.
Yes.
And then we embrace our freedom.
Yes.
So I, Malou, I think we should play. Do you think we should play Almeen now? And
yes.
Just invite everybody to just become comfortable, be in a relaxed state, and we'll let Almeen play us out to this wonderful meditation. And we will be back with you again next week. Praise, love, gratitude, and trust. Thank you, Malou.
Thank you, Denise. Good night.
Good night.
For every disease on earth, there is a plant that is its antidote. It is for this reason that health on earth declines when the deforestation of the Amazon takes place. This is true, except for diseases that have come in from aliens, from different planets. The AIDS disease is such a problem, because it has indeed been engineered using alien germs with humanity's germs, and bonding these. It was accurately believed that a cure could not be found for something that has such hostile germs in, that has no antidote on earth, and also has no resistance among man. It was foreseen that it would wipe out large portions of humanity in the dreams of yesterday, when there were those on earth who wanted to get rid of a large population that seemed to flourish. We have found that AIDS is part of a group mind, because the race that gave it to be engineered into something hostile for humanity is a race that has group mindedness. When one knows something, another knows something. Because of this, when AIDS is present in a family member, whether in a past generation or in the current extended or close family unit, then all members become vulnerable because genetically they are imparting information to one another. And so if somebody in a family contracts AIDS, somebody else will be vulnerable. Now, what does vulnerable mean? It means that it is a situation that begs for resolution. Diseases happen as a result of karma, or if it is the karma of a nation, it becomes what we call dharma. But it is something that is called in to resolve specific gaps in perspective. Because of that, it can become something that is attracted to the person that is in that family. The person in the family would need then to resolve it. So people with AIDS would, unbeknownst to that particular person, be pulled into his life because someone else in the family has contracted it, even though he may not even know about it. We have created a sigil that severs the ties of the group mind of family and extended family, as well as ancestors. It also severs, if somebody has AIDS, that it is passed on as a genetic proclivity to their children and their generations. We have named it the wheel that severs ties and with the ancestors, but it also severs ties with those in the immediate family. It is vitally important that we have uncovered this, because if more attempts are made to produce pandemics on Earth amongst humanity, and it is from a star race that is group-minded, this wheel will work. It is helpful when working with Belvaspitaal clients that practitioners place this wheel beneath the table where they treat them, with the understanding that it severs genetic inclinations towards disease, even though it may not as yet have manifested in full-blown diseases. We are grateful for the gifts that are continuing to come forth from the Infinite One, sacred tools that is flooding the lives of those who wish to walk this path of the cutting edge, this path where life unfolds. To all of you, my love and my blessings.
Personality traits. The
personality traits are simply the coping mechanisms you have developed over ages of going around and around the matrix. See yourself as being genderless, identityless, gone. be the unnecessary stairs that go around and around and around. Like a luminous field filling all life, you are the observer and the observed. You are the dancer and the music, the choreographer and the music director.
Infinite life.